I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800. That's 646-326-7800 or info@coolvoiceradio.com. Because nothing beats the right sound.
Women of faith, you are invited to sign up for a prayer challenge today. Worrying and complaining doesn't change much, but prayer can. The challenge, pray each day for a man in your life, a father, a husband, a brother. Nina E. Borum will send you a daily email prayer to pray from her new book, yeah. Praying for Men of Power. Order it today on Amazon.com and sign up for the prayer challenge now at TrinityGal.com. When women of faith unite in prayer, stand back and watch the change.
Okay, we're back on Thirsty Thursdays. We have our next guest, Miss Allison Black, in the building. Allison, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. In fact, while I was waiting for you, I was playing Candy Crush Saga. I mean, I'm so addicted to this game. I keep saying to myself, I'm not going to do this, and then every spare minute, I'm on the game.
I hear that. We're all addicted to that. Yeah. For people who don't know you, give us a little bit of 411 for our listeners and get an idea who you are.
I wear many hats, and I'll talk kind of quickly because I know we don't have a lot of time, but basically I'm an author and a relationship expert and the creator of the Advice Sisters website and two others, and, you know, my experience as an advice columnist and a relationship expert is not that from being a doctor. It comes from more than 2.5 decades of writing, advising, and working with people of all ages and cultures and interests around the world online, which I've been doing since 1995. In fact, the Advice Sisters are widely credited with bringing the advice genre to the internet. But I'm also the author of 9 self-help books, mostly about dating and singles and love and relationships. And I'm a contributing author to a couple more. And also, with my new partner, Tony Sabatini, I'm known as Lace of Leather and Lace. We are the creators of two other websites. One is a kind of a general advice site called Leather and Lace Advice, and the other one is a little bit racier. You know, you should probably be an adult to read it, and that's called Leather and Lace Spice. And what's interesting about these sites is that's how the Advice Sisters started, with a double take, two views for every question. But my twin sister who started Advice Sisters with me died. And so now I'm using my partner with a man's view and a woman's view. So that's pretty much it. I've got these three websites. I've been giving advice to people for a long time, probably before I was even on the internet, which is 20-plus years of it. But, you know, it's not as easy as you would think.
You know, you're fine. Hell of a matchmaker, I would
say. No, everyone thinks they can give advice, but the truth is to give it to people you don't know, particularly people online, you really have to be able to take yourself out of the equation. You cannot tell people you should do this or you shouldn't do that because you don't know them. So it's irresponsible to push someone. What we do is we gently give them the idea to see the forest through the trees so that they, because I think most people really are intelligent enough with a little bit of information and motivation to figure their way out of just about any problem. They just need a push. So that's pretty much what I do. I write daily content for Advice Sisters and weekly content by and large for the other two. And, you know, I was listening to the guy earlier on your show who I guess was a motivational speaker. And I can't say I agreed with everything that he said. He was very high energy. But I really think that people mostly just want to feel that they're okay, that they're normal. And you can we validate that as much as we can, but we're not going to lie to anyone either. So I don't know if you have anything you want to ask me. I was hoping we might be able to take some call-in questions from listeners, but that's going to have to wait for another day.
sound we do, we'll do like calling in. We'll set it up and we'll have people call in and get some great relationship advice.
Well, we write about sex too, but we don't write about it in a technical way. We kind of write about the questions that people want to hear, but they're afraid to ask their mother, best friend, sister, brother, whatever. So, you know, sometimes it's easier when you're anonymous behind the computer screen to be able to spill your guts. And boy, do we get questions.
I wanted to know this. How come you call it leather and lace? Why do you call it leather and lace advice?
Well, it's provocative, number one. Maybe it's a bit of a misnomer because Leather and Lace Advice, that website, you know, anybody could read it. But my husband likes Stevie Nicks, so it's really named after the song Leather and Lace that she sings with Don Henley. It's not quite as sexy as it sounds, but it gets people's attention. And our sites really are for adults. I mean, we do get some teenagers, but mostly the people that we are, you know, that are interested in what we do are like 20 and above.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Now, how long has this website been in existence?
Well, the Advice Sisters website has been online since 1995, so a long time. The other two sites are about a year old. So we're still looking, picking up viewers and on our Twitter and on our Facebook and, of course, on the websites themselves. But, you know, I've been doing this kind of double-take Q&A and giving advice for decades, you know, full-time. So, but, you know.
Do you offer one-on-ones with, like, couples? Like, say a couple wanted to come to you, you know, to get advice. Do you have, like, sessions for, like, couples or anything like that?
We're not set up to do a real-time session. We do that on a website called Wizpert, WIZPERT.com. We would like to do that on our own site as well. But we can do private counseling by email or Skype or, you know, something like that if people want it. But mostly I think people prefer to do emails, because then they can sit and they can read what you said and really digest it. But yeah, we'll definitely talk to people if they want.
Oh, that way it's more discreet too, because a lot of people don't want to admit that they're having issues in that department. You know what I mean? That's kind of embarrassing for a lot of people.
And trust me, there are some of the questions we get are really not for public consumption. When we get a question, we whitewash it, so that there are no traces of who this person might be. So if you come to our websites, Leather and Lace Advice or Leather and Lace Spice, and you see something that sounds like it's your husband or your friend or whatever, it isn't. You know, we keep the core of the question that the reader sent, but we change everything else. And yeah, I really do think that people feel, you have no idea what people will write to us that is really intimate, because they're behind a computer screen, but they wouldn't dare say this to anyone in person.
I understand. That makes a lot of sense, because like I said, I know a lot of people are, you know, when it comes to that, they just, you know, they're uncomfortable, you know, talking about that, you know, in front of people for whatever reason.
Right. Well, it's not just that. One of the reasons we started the two Advice and Spice Leather and Lace sites is that people have become really disconnected. They don't know the difference between reality TV and erotic and romantic books and the real thing. And we're disconnected. We use smartphones. We're on Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, which is great. But then it's, with online dating and all this other stuff, people forget how to connect with each other in person. And so when they also get a lot of information from sites and people who aren't experts. You know, and you can't tell the difference. A 10-year-old can make a good-looking site and call herself, you know, Advice Abby or whatever, and you wouldn't know the difference till you started to work with them. You know, we have reputations behind us and, you know, credentials behind us. And we're not doctors, so people are intimidated by doctors, but we are just relationship experts who have been doing this for a long time. So people open up to us. We're like your virtual best friend, but we don't judge. So you can, and we try to be impartial, and as I say,